This is Capital Insider, an insider's guide to Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with the Capital News Director, Sean Ashley. Sean, a special legislative session is still about 2 weeks away, and the ideas for filling the state's $215 million budget hole are starting to bubble up. House Appropriations and Budget Chair Kevin Wallace is proposing a $1.50 per pack cigarette tax increase, plus expanding tribal gaming, and he also wants to raid the rainy day fund. Is that a viable plan?
I'm not sure that it is. Senate President Pro Tem Mike Shulls seemed to react rather coolly to the idea of expanding tribal gaming. This was a proposal that was put before lawmakers back during the regular session. While it did pass the House Joint Committee on Appropriations and Budget, it did run into some opposition in the Senate, and a bill there failed. There are a number of concerns about it, how quickly it could be implemented, and whether you would actually get any money before the end of the current fiscal year, and what this would mean for tribal compacts. When you're talking about opening up compacts and the legislature getting involved in compacts, that raises a number of questions.
Is there a split of opinion between the House and the Senate, especially in the Republican caucuses?
I think there is. It seems like the House is looking at developing some sort of a new plan, something that hasn't been tried before necessarily, such as combining the cigarette tax with gaming and tapping some cash reserves. Senate President Pro Tem Mike Shulls, however, on the other hand, says we need to stay with the tried and true, those things which have been vetted. And he has come out in support of the cigarette tax, but not the other elements of the House plan.
The state Supreme Court opened the door to repealing tax credits and exemptions to raise revenue. Is that idea gaining any traction?
It does not seem to be doing so in the House or the Senate. Both are looking at the cigarette tax in particular. And I ask Pro Tem Shulls about that idea, whether they might look at eliminating some tax exemptions. He said instead what he would like to do is focus on those things that have been truly, fully vetted, and he thinks the cigarette tax is that. One person we have not heard from in this discussion is the governor, who laid out a very broad-based plan back in February that included eliminating some of those exemptions. So she could come forward with a proposal of her own that would incorporate some of those ideas and put it on the table.
A special election for the District 46 House seat has gained national attention. The Democratic Party scored another victory with the election of Jacob Rosecrans to fill the seat vacated by Scott Martin. Democrats now have won five of the last six special elections, and three more are coming.
You know, it's always interesting to Wednesday morning quarterback elections. If you look back over the last six special elections, the Democrats have done extremely well. But in the midst of that, there was the general election of last November, where Democrats lost seats in both the House and the Senate. But they seem to do particularly well in special elections. And they've won seats that have been Republican strongholds. When Representative Cindy Munson won her seat in Northwest Oklahoma City, she took a seat that since the 1960s, when it was created, had always been held by Republicans. And we're talking about Republicans like now Governor Mary Fallon, now Attorney General Mike Hunter, the late Odelia Dank, the late David Dank, both very strong conservatives. So they have done well in what are traditionally conservative areas, including House District 46, which had been held by a Republican since 1995. They need to translate that into general election wins in order to have greater success.
And Jacob Rosecrans won with 60% of the vote.
He won with 60% of the vote in a district that went 10% in favor of Donald Trump in the general election in November. In special elections, Democrats have been strong, reversing what was an obvious pro-Republican trend just a little less than a year ago.
On Thursday, Governor Mary Fallon announced another special election, this one to fill the seat vacated by Senator Bryce Marlatt.
He resigned his seat after being charged with sexual battery in a case arising from an incident in June where he allegedly grabbed an Uber driver and forcefully kissed her. The general election, if necessary, will be in February, right after the legislative session gets underway.
That's Capital Insider. Catch us on KGOU.org and get the Capital Insider podcast on iTunes, where we'll also have extended interviews with newsmakers. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.